Well, if you need some extra cash, pay attention to this next story.
The clerk of the Superior Court of Arizona is trying to get more than $1 million back to people who posted it.
That's right, $1 million of forgotten money. Here's Aaron Nash, a spokesperson for the clerk of the court, explaining just whose money this is.
This is money that anybody who appealed a Superior Court case may have had to post as a cost bond to move their case to the next court for review. So if it's a quick appeal, goes up to the Court of Appeals, comes back, generally the people remember to get an order to release that cost bond. But sometimes the issue can be really complex. There can be dozens of parties who are coming and going throughout the case, and it goes over years of time. And by that point, everybody's forgotten that a bond was posted years ago, and so they just never address it.
It used to be that when you wanted to appeal a Superior Court case, you had to post a bond to cover the cost of an appeal, usually $500.
But when the case finally ended, sometimes months or years later, people would just forget to get an order to get that money back. They've since changed that rule. Piers Nash to explain why.
I think the original idea was that putting a cost bond for an appeal required the party to have a stake in the outcome. So they weren't just randomly asking for appeal just to be difficult. Mm-hmm. They had to have some motivation to proceed with the appeal and then get their money back when it was done. And I think the theory had changed over time. I think the court was concerned that people who couldn't afford a $500 cost bond wouldn't pursue an appeal when they had merit to their case. And so they said, you know, it kind of makes sense if you're arguing over a $100 million case. But if you're right and the case is only has a $2,000 value, people wouldn't be so inclined to follow it through.
So they don't see nearly as many people forgetting to collect their money now, but they still have more than $1 million just sitting there that needs to be returned to people.
So I know you're wondering, just how much money are we talking about here?
Almost all of these are $500 bonds, which was the amount in court rule that had to be posted. But we have some as low as 80 cents and one that's as much as $10,000.
So how can people try to get this money back? The clerk has put up a page on their website where you can search your name or by case number and find out if you're one of the people whose money they have.
But the clerk's office can't give you back that money without an order to release it.
So if no one comes to collect all of this money, what happens to it?
The clerk's office can't use the money. We're really just a pass-through for the courts and the parties who go through the court system. So there is a process in place for most court money that escheats to the state, the Department of Revenue, after a period of time.
So if you've appealed a case anytime lately, you might want to check out that website.
And we've posted a link to that on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org.